Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Today, on the National Mall here in Washington, D.C., thousands of readers turned out at the National Book Festival, where they met some of their favorite authors.
I actually came out here to see James Patterson, but I saw Holly Black on the list. I'm so excited to meet her.
I was trying to get to Paula Deen, but the line looks very long, so...
I'm just kind of going around. I wanted to see Kate DiCamillo, and I'm interested in hearing Jeanette Walls as well.
That was Sarah Maslach, and before her, fellow readers Ellen Hafer and Mary Brooks. I went down to check out the festival a few hours ago, and I met with a couple of children's book authors, Kate DiCamillo, who wrote The Tale of Despero, and John Sheska, creator of The Stinky Cheese Man and other Fairly Stupid Tales. John also holds the lofty title, National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. Kate DiCamillo, John Sheska, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're recording this in the middle of the afternoon. Are your wrists tired from signing so many books already?
I feel pretty happy. I was thrilled for everybody that came through the line. I don't think anybody came through John's line, so his wrists are fine.
I was still happy, too, though.
He's happy no matter what happens, you know?
But it must be pretty cool to meet all the kids who read your stuff.
It's fabulous. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And really, truly, I don't know if you feel like you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, but the thrill of it never wears off.
No, it's true. It's always the same. Phenomenal. You walk out there and see hundreds, thousands of people standing in line.
Well, one of the reasons why we're talking to the both of you here today is because the Library of Congress has launched a new project that both of you are involved with. It's called The Exquisite Corpse Adventure, which is actually...
Wow, that sounds creepy.
Which is actually... It is a children's book. John Sheska, could you explain what this project is?
Yeah. The Exquisite Corpse form is actually like a story that's pieced together out of many parts. And we wanted to do something with the Library of Congress to promote the new website, read.gov. Mm-hmm. So we thought, what if we got together a mess of authors and illustrators, had them each write a piece of a story and put it all together.
Earlier today, you read from the first installment of the story, and I was wondering if you could read a portion of that story for us.
I would love to.
We have it for you.
Starting with, if the train makes it over the treacherous gorge, there's a good chance that you and Nancy and Joe will have to deal with werewolves, mad scientists, real ninjas and fake vampires, one roller skating baby, a talking pig, creatures from another planet, possibly another dimension, killer poetry, clues from classic children's books, two easy riddles, several bad knock-knock jokes, plenty of explosions, a monkey disguised as a pirate, two meatballs, a blue plastic Star Wars lunchbox, missing its matching thermos, a ticking clock, and not just one bad guy, but a whole army of villains, cads, scalawags, sneaks, rats, varmints, and swindlers.
Kate DiCamillo, how are you going to continue that story?
Best of luck.
Well, the way I've survived thus far in life is just like picking one detail and fixating on it. And I think you know what that detail is. Did you hear the meatball mentioned
again
in there?
Yep.
I took the meatball and I ran with it.
So you guys seem to know each other pretty well. And I'm wondering if there's sort of a children's book author sort of cabal who sort of secretly run the world. But in all seriousness, I mean, you know each other, and you know other children's book authors.
We do. It's actually a really wonderful community of people. Everybody just celebrates everybody else's success. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, I do. I don't think it is like a competition.
Yeah.
And it's like people we like to hang out with. I mean, we meet each other at these events, and we have the same experiences that we share. And nobody quite understands what that is to be in a room with, you know, 500 little guys screaming and chanting. You have to talk to someone about that to make it go away.
I don't know anybody mean in this community.
I do. Should I say their names, though?
Oh, I know a couple. Yeah, go ahead and say them.
I don't think we should.
No, you're the ambassador.
Yeah, I love everyone.
That's John Sheska and Kate DiCamillo. Each has a book out this month. John's is called Robot Zot, and Kate's new one is The Magician's Elephant. You can read an excerpt from the first chapter of that Exquisite Corpse project at npr.org.